WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Our rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of the debut album by La Rue, a British pop music duo featuring 21-year-old singer Ellie Jackson and synthesizer player and producer Ben Langmaid. The pair's debut album, also called La Rue, was an immediate number one hit earlier this year in England and throughout Europe.
You put on your armor, you put up defenses, but what do you want to? Because I'm here to protect you, so take it easy, I'll make it so easy. You can lay your head down, and we'll leave it till tomorrow. You seem to believe you belong to somebody else.
At a time when some of the most prominent American pop acts hold back the emotion in favor of rigorous control, I'm thinking of you, Lady Gaga, and you, Jay-Z, the full-throated ardor of La Rue's Ellie Jackson arrives as a nice corrective. When it comes to singing with heartbreak in her voice, Jackson's current competition in America would be a pop country singer like Taylor Swift. But there's nothing country about La Rue's clipped synthesizer riffs and tight but expansive choruses. Ellie Jackson sings with agonized urgency, a demonstrative defensiveness, on a disco love song such as La Rue's biggest hit so far, Bulletproof. This time, baby, I'll be bulletproof, sings Ellie Jackson as her partner, Ben Langmaid, stabs out sharp notes on a synthesizer. They rev up the music into a hurricane swirl of stubbornness and vulnerability. She may say she's bulletproof, but Jackson is singing with a wounded cry of a woman who's been wronged and hurt too many times before. There's nothing new about this, of course, but what draws you in is the tension between the mechanical beats and the passionate singing.
You say it's coming, but I can't see it at all. You know me well, but I don't know you at all. No, I don't know you at all. It's always just on the horizon, so my hopes rise and fall. You know me well, but I don't know you at all. No, I don't know you at all.
That song, Colorless Color, is very much an example of the 1980s styles La Rue draws from. Overseas acts such as The Human League, Yazoo, and Depeche Mode ring in your ears as you listen to various songs on the album. Ellie Jackson bends and snaps her vocals in a manner that would bring a blush to the cheek of Boy George. And on this song, Cover My Eyes, La Rue enlists the London Community Gospel Choir to back Ellie Jackson in a chorus that, rather remarkably, never becomes overblown. That's because of a vocal from Jackson that's a perfect pop paradox. Quavery, delicate, yet surgingly strong.
Yeah.
On stage, LaRue can seem a one-person show. Ben Langmay doesn't tour with Jackson or her backing band. He doesn't even allow himself to be photographed if possible. And Ellie Jackson makes up for that absence with a striking theatricality, some of it on the top of her head. The cherry red hair that gives the act its name is sculpted into something that looks like a wave in an ocean storm, or a canoe that's being buffeted by that wave. Combine this with her slight frame and scrunched up face when she sings, and you've got a performer who's holding nothing back, in an arch, witty, calculated way.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed the debut album from LaRue.